This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
This is Appointed Listening. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we hope that you're with us each and every weekend as we talk to you about what you can do to improve yourself, especially for those in our audience who are beyond 50. And it's my pleasure right now to welcome to our microphones our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He connects you to your best future by turning candidates into contenders. Joe, welcome back.
Thank you, Freddie. How are you today?
Unbelievable. And I'm excited because it is springtime. And this is one of those weekends where, you know, you've done some spring cleaning and we're trying to get things together to beautify the area. And as I'm really excited to get into part two of our spring cleaning theme or renewal theme for spring. So let's help our audience and quickly recap what we covered in last week's program, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Spring is a time for renewal, and it's opportunity to reinvent, recalibrate, retool yourself. But you think about it in spring terms, you know, we plant the seeds of opportunities with our network, so we uncover those new opportunities for ourselves. We may transplant ourselves into an area that we can thrive, and we always look for opportunities to feel that we're thriving in our careers, and sometimes we have to take stock in where we're at and make a change. And spring is a time for renewal as well as careers, and that is the important point that we talked about last week.
Everybody, this is New Beginnings, and Joe McKenzie is with us. So as we look into the future, as we're going forward, many times we need to make a career change, and I think we've talked about that a few times.
Yes.
Or we have to leave a negative work situation behind. How can someone plant a seed knowing that they've got this bad situation that they're trying to get away from, or they have to make a move for whatever reason? How do you go about achieving that?
Well, every spring I clean out my garage. I have to sweep out the winter and everything that collected in there. And sometimes in our careers, we collect thoughts, experiences, negative situations that holds us back from having that renewal and looking for growth. And so sometimes we do have to sweep out those thoughts, those situations, and just chalk it up to not a great fit or some changes that were out of our control. Freddie, we both have been there, haven't we? Where we just have to move on. And sometimes sweeping out and just feeling like we've cleaned our garage, or in this case, cleaned up where we were at, so we can focus on where we want to go.
Well, and it does take a process. It is a process of going through. There's some aspects of the old career that you want to take with you, and certainly many more that you want to leave behind. So as you go through the process, what's the one thing or one or two things that you would ask our listeners to remember as they go through this renewal process?
Knowing that there's in the Twin Cities, there's opportunities in lots of different thriving sectors. And so even if your industry that you're in is experiencing some downturn, or a company that you're with that gives you that feeling that you need to sweep out those types of situations, know that there's opportunities here, Freddie. There's opportunities to uncover our transferable skills. There's opportunities to reinvent ourselves. There's opportunities to retool ourselves with all the different educational organizations in the Twin Cities to get that extra certification. So by looking at sweeping out what has happened, let's focus on what we can grow, and that's ourselves. And Freddie, it could be as healing as, you know, helping out in your own community, you know, the spring cleanup in a sense that you help by volunteering, and that might help heal some of the past and stay engaged, maybe learn some leadership or transferable skills that you thought you didn't have, meet new people. So think about it. You know, we're spring cleaning let's go into the community. Let's get engaged and let's clear that garage in a sense so we can move forward. And that's part of spring cleaning too, because Freddie, if I would have focused on a supervisor that I didn't get along with 10 years ago today, I certainly wouldn't have the energy to do what I'm doing today for my clients.
Interesting. Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, and I can think about, I'm just curious, as we go through this, we've heard about a number of job fairs, tech fairs, and all the rest of it. And I've spoken with a couple of people who are saying, well, those types of jobs, whatever they are for other people, I'm trying to get a real job. What would you say to those individuals?
Job fairs are a good indicator of which industries are doing well. And a lot of times who we see at job fairs may not have the position for us, but if we see a constant theme, we can uncover the industries that are doing well, in particular healthcare, construction. We're going to see different opportunities, and we may have to take it a step further and explore and re-engage our network to talk about those opportunities. Not all the jobs that are at career fairs are meant for everybody that goes there, but it certainly is an indicator of who's hiring and what type of opportunities are out there.
So there is some value in doing that as you're doing your spring renewal.
Absolutely. That's a good indicator of what's taking place out there just by watching the types of job fairs that are going on right now.
So how can Ripple Connects then, Joe, be a resource to someone who is seeking that renewal in their career? How do you come into play?
Well, first and foremost, I've been in that situation. I've had three career transitions that were out of my control due to merger and company buyouts, and I wasn't happy about the situation because I was left on the outside. So I can help someone to pivot to the positive and focus on the things that we can control, and that's engaging their network, talking about the different industries that are hiring. So no career goes straight up.
Wow. Everybody, Joe McKenzie's talking about reinvention. So as we listen to spring renewal and that theme, what are the three takeaways that we should remember from the 2 weeks of conversation that we've had about spring renewal?
Spring is a time to plant seeds. And you do that through the people that you know. You describe that dream job or that best job for you. You transplant yourself if you're in a rough situation or an unhappy work situation, and you move and you pick yourself up and you put yourself into fertile ground that you can thrive in. And remember, sweep out some of the past history that you've had or you're going through and move on to a growth pattern in your life. And that's what spring is meant for, time for renewal.
All right, everybody, this is Joe McKenzie on New Beginnings. And Joe, for our listeners who may have missed it at the very beginning when we first started our conversation today, how can we reach out to you for more information?
Freddie, they can visit my website, and that's rippleconnects.com. They can submit an email through that website, and I respond to everybody's email. And as always, at Ripple Connects, we turn candidates into contenders.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and that's our partner, Joe McKenzie, our co-host on the show. And we'll be back with more information just for you after these important words. Stay with us. New Beginnings is just starting.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to rippleconnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Visit my all-new FreddieBell.com website. Get up close and personal with me as a speaker, motivator, and broadcaster. Read what others have to say when they've hired me as a keynote speaker and presenter. And learn why I'm the authority on the power of focus. Download the marketing kit or contact me directly at 888-639-9738. When you're there, stop by my all-new Freddie Bell Show webpage at FreddieBell.com. FreddieBell.com. Information, motivation, innovation, and more.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Here's why companies, clubs, and organizations just like yours book Freddie Bell for keynote presentations.
I've been able to find my way through trying circumstances, and with each seemingly devastating situation, I've come back stronger and better. Why? Because of the techniques that embody courage, enthusiasm, and staying focused on the goal, that dream and that desire. What's your dream? What's holding you back?
If you've been struggling to get to the top, if you're searching for unprecedented breakthroughs, if you're looking for the light when the way seems dark, book Freddie Bell today.
The way to a successful life is using proven techniques that move you, that help you, and sustain you. It's time to get fired up. It's time to move up and to show up.
Freddie provides the keys in your keynote address. Call Freddie Bell now. 888-639-9738. That's 888-639-9738. Or visit FreddieBell.com right now to book your engagement.
Henry Crosby, Executive Director of the Y at Heritage Park, is next on New Beginnings.
On this Saturday afternoon, you are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and I always love the health and fitness and wellness portion of our program because we always learn new tips from the executive director of the Y at Heritage Park, soon to become the Cormac Corvey Health and Wellness. The Cormac Corvey Health and Wellness Center is its director, Mr. Henry Crosby. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. How are you, young man?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And just, I'd like to get the business out of the way first. So how can our listeners get in contact with you at the Wyatt Heritage Park?
Well, they got numerous ways, Freddie. I think the most important thing we want to let people know is our front door is always open. The living room is clean, and they can come on by for a tour at 1015 4th Avenue North in North Minneapolis. We're right off of the Glenwood and DuPont. We could be reached at our main phone number at 612-230-3987.
All right. And this week we want to talk about a new initiative at the Y where it's not new, but there's more focus, more light on it, your food philosophy or nutrition. How is it different this year?
Freddie, we've began to understand as an organization, both locally and nationally, that food and our nutrition is really a key part of our holistic healing and management of our health. And one of the things that has become very evident to us is that some of the foods that we're eating are some of the culprits of our health challenges. And the YMCA, the Greater Twin Cities, is promoting a new philosophy around food. We have made some significant changes in our operations, as well as our recommendations to youth, as well as our adults, about food. And the overall philosophy is that we're saying to people that we believe that proper nutrition really helps our body and mind to develop to its full potential. And most importantly, it allows us to feel our best and help us all thrive. And that's where we're really trying to go, is just help people realize is that if your body can't process what you took in 2 hours in a very positive way, it's probably not good for you.
Hmm. So where does the 2 hour threshold come from? What is that telling us?
Well, that's telling us that I think it's from the concept of saying that your body only needs so much nutrition, so much, and only has the capacity for so much intake. Many times we overeat. I personally have a problem with portion control. And I think it was just from the way I grew up. Mama said, put some stuff on that plate, boy, and I always did. And so now when you look at the portions that we eat, most importantly, those portions, if it's done properly, will satisfy your hunger, but it will not put you in an oversaturated state. And so not only are we not being challenged to watch our portions, we're also being challenged to watch the ingredients of the things that are going into our bodies. So if you were to really take a close look at the food labels, Freddie, I could tell you that a good percentage of our population can't even pronounce half of the nutrition that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an education process about saying the good Lord's given us these bodies that are amazing engines that take certain kind of fuel. And anytime you put fuel in there that's not grown from the ground, okay, and does have pesticides and other kind of accelerants for growth and weight and all of that stuff, if you stop and think about it, your body wasn't designed to process all of that stuff. So it's really coming back to bringing us to a point of common sense and saying, let's stop and think about it. How is my body going to handle some of this stuff? We're hearing a lot of stuff about people saying they're lactose intolerant, their gluten ability to take certain breads and things like that is different. We didn't hear about that stuff a long time ago. No. We just kind of ate everything. So now we're peeling it apart. We're looking at what is in the things what ingredients are in the things that we eat today. And most importantly, how does our body process it?
Everybody, we're talking with Henry Crosby, the executive director of the Y at Heritage Park, and we're talking about nutrition. So does it really help can you really get someone to understand you? Do you see the results if they change their mindset and think of food as fuel? Does that help?
You know, Freddie, personally, I think that I'm speaking from my lens. It does help me to realize, again, that I don't have an ironclad intestinal system and that I do need to think about what I do as an intake. And overall, it does help me to, again, know that I do have to change my lifestyle and how I manage my intake. And It's a good thing, but it does take time. Anytime we're talking about behavioral change, mm-hmm. things that we're used to, things that we've been doing all along, and we've been okay. Well, you've been okay until you go to the doctor and they tell you that your A1C is off the chart and your cholesterol is off the chart and your blood pressure is off the chart. So until you start getting those proofs that what you've been doing hasn't really been healthy for your body, it's been good for you from a taste perspective. Yeah, you got full, but it made all of your vitals go out of control.
Exactly.
So it's one basic step I think all of us have to work on individually.
Do you have someone at the Wyatt Heritage Park who can help its members go through a nutritional outline or assessment of their food intake?
We do, Freddie, but we don't get that deep into it because it is different for every person. But I think the industry has basically made it clear to everyone and some of their correspondents from the Cancer Society, Diabetes Society, and you know, everyone has basically been saying, you know, healthy eating means eating things that are good for your body. It's natural fruit, vegetables. And combined with exercise. So there's a lot of different messages out there. We will talk to people about that. It is our plan in the near future to be more specific in helping people work out a nutrition plan because in order to do that, you got to sit down and say, what are you eating now? And a lot of people don't want to really tell you exactly what they're eating now.
Okay, exactly.
So, you know, it takes some time, but it's definitely on our radar to make it part of our program.
All right. And that's Henry Crosby, the executive director of the Wyatt Heritage Park. This is New Beginnings, and we'll be back with more after this.
YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around their health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
We're back with New Beginnings, and I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. She is the founder. Kelly, how did your company begin?
Well, it began as a personal interest endeavor. That's really how it began. And the more I delved into it, the more I realized how often I use this in my own life to get the results that I want. I really became passionate about bringing it to others, because I do believe that we have everything we need to create the life that we want. We just sometimes get stuck and don't know where to go.
Well, and thus the formation of West Metro Hypnosis. And last week when we got together, we were talking about a topic that you introduced called telomeres. Quickly, telomeres is what?
Telomeres, if you think of it like that protector thing that's on your shoelace, it keeps the shoelace from fraying. It's the same concept, but you find it on the tips of your chromosomes. And what it does, it keeps the DNA within the chromosome intact. And as we go through our aging process, the cells, in order to replenish themselves, they copy themselves. And every time that happens, a little piece of the telomere breaks off and it shortens. And it basically acts as an aging clock, because when there's no more telomere, the DNA can no longer stay intact. And that's when the aging process, that's when cells begin dying off. The interesting thing about this is that we can influence how often our cells multiply through reducing the amount of stress in our lives and going back to that place of optimal homeostasis as often as possible. And when we do that, we reduce the amount of times that the cell has to divide, thus reducing the amount that the telomere breaks off. Thus, we are basically our own anti-aging program. If there's no reason for the cell to divide, because it doesn't need to replenish, because it's in a healthy state as it is, well, if the cell doesn't divide, then it never really ages.
So how long does it take to replenish itself once it's broken off, it's become shorter? I would imagine with the relaxation techniques and so forth that the telomere elongates.
I'm not exactly sure of the whole process and how long it takes, but I know that they're called telomerasers, and that's the enzyme that gets activated to go into that healing state. And these things are built into us. You know, we don't have to go to the store and buy any of this stuff. This is built into us. And when we understand this and we start practicing things like breathing, meditation, I don't care what it is, whatever your thing is, to reduce the amount of stress that you're experiencing in your life. Because guess what? Stress is a program. Stress is a choice. And I know there's going to be a lot of feathers ruffled out there at that thought. But stress is a program. It is a choice. And you can choose to simply not enter that program.
A final thought. We only have 10 seconds.
Final thought is, join me next week because we'll talk about stress being a program.
All right. That's Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. And we'll be back with more New Beginnings right after this.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
As he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
And welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. This is Appointed Listening each weekend right here on your favorite radio station. And with me right now, as we pivot to the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority, more specifically the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, we've come to learn over the weeks and months that there are a number of collaborative partners with Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and one of those is the Learning Lab for Elder Care Technologies. And with us is Kate Ingalls Maloney. Good afternoon and welcome back.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Glad you're with us. We learned last week when we were together about what the Learning Lab does. And for those who may have missed it, at a high level, what does the Learning Lab do for our communities?
The Learning Lab really generally connects people within the community with some technologies that are developed to help them feel safe and probably more independent living in their homes or apartments, wherever they call home.
Mm-hmm. And so our family members can see firsthand some of the new breaking technology and how to make their lives a little bit easier by viewing a mock apartment over at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
True. Yep. And some of the technologies have actually been around for a while. We have some fall detectors and medication dispensers that are, you know, kind of old standards. And then we also have some newer technologies, and especially to include smart home technologies that are just where there are new ones on the market every day and have tremendous benefit, we think, to people who are trying to live independently at home.
All right. And in that regard, you're getting ready for classes right now to further this education piece.
That's right. That's exactly right. We are going to start out by offering classes, just kind of a traditional info session, three times a week, where we'll do an overview of what technologies are out there and then give people a chance to ask questions and sort of experience hands-on some of the technologies.
What are some of those technologies, Kate, as you go to the classes? What can the, I'll call them students, what can the students expect to see?
Our students, well, what we've done actually is divide our technologies into four general categories. And I, why don't I give you those, and then with each one, maybe I can give an example. For example, the first area we have are our health technologies, and those would involve devices and related technologies that help people monitor their health, perhaps from a home location. They might include blood pressure, pulse and weight monitoring devices, automatic medication reminders and dispensers, online medical records, video doctor visits, and that's where our robot comes in as well. We also have safety technologies, and those would include technologies that might interact with an app on a tablet or a cell phone, and they're designed to help people stay safe at home. For example, special lighting, some sensors that automatically turn off appliances, video cameras, safety cameras, fall detectors, and GPS trackers. Third category are education technologies, and those typically are ways for people to go online to get education, whether they're studying to be healthcare providers in senior services or whether they are trying to take care of somebody. It's a caregiver looking for information, taking care of someone at home, for example, wound care or how to make your house fall preventive. The last category that we're using are social technologies, and our robot falls into this category as well. Also, we have just some simple things for playing games with friends and family and caregivers. We also, and then much more complex, robust systems that keep people communicating. You can set up appointments, keep people connected.
All right. We're out of time. And next time we get together, we got to talk about those robots. But if you'd like to learn more about the Learning Lab for Elder Care Technologies, 612-843-6790. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we'll be back with more right after this.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious.
The word courage comes from the Latin root word for heart. That's today's point of focus, having a courageous heart. You can be courageous when you boldly break through fear, refusing to be stymied by it for more than a moment. We all have all the right stuff to make whatever changes or decisions are necessary. You have the courage to climb any mountain, however insurmountable it may appear. Don't be dismayed by life setbacks or derailed by doubt. Simply rely on the tools that you have to steady your mind and fuel that courageous heart of yours. Right now, step out with daring and take clear action. Be a courageous conqueror, and victory is already yours. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com. Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. It's time now to join the Unity South Church in Bloomington, where the Reverend Festus Umijiego is the Senior Minister Emeritus. Unity South Church invites you to join them at their many activities, including their Sunday morning services, which are held at 9 and also at 10:30 each and every Sunday morning, and to their many activities as well. You can find them online at www.unitysouth.org. We now join Reverend Festus Umijiego, who is the Senior Minister Emeritus at Unity South, as he shares a lesson entitled, A Happiness Picture, Get in the Frame. We joined that talk already in progress.
Because I really believe this is not just, I'm not trying to be funny, I am, but I'm not. you know what I mean? It actually would, can soak into us, transform us, change our perspective. But the key word here is that you must be in the picture of happiness. No matter how you construct, you must be in it. It couldn't be a projection. Remember that bright-eyed, laughing, giggling little child that has now become an adult? I have decided there's nothing to that you have to achieve certain goals, meet certain obligations, and do certain things, and have certain amount of success, and do all kinds of things before you can be happy. It's like you made a pact with yourself. I will never be happy until I get this. Unconsciously, we actually do. We actually don't. Unconsciously, we think we don't deserve happiness until we fulfill this. Like we have made a vow of unhappiness. It reminds me of a line from one of my high school English literature. This is British. I don't remember the particular book it was. This that says, the mutual tears that stream down the cheeks of parting lovers is a compact that no smile shall live there until they meet again. Now, young boys and girls sometimes make such foolish pacts. We come back together. That's a bad, bad pact to make, for one thing. Even worse, when we do it to ourselves and decide until we achieve a particular goal, we will not be happy. That there are conditions necessary for our happiness. That we line up this, line up that before we can be happy. And I'm saying, let's stop it. Happiness is not a condition. It's a decision. A state of mind. And actually, the secret to happiness is to be to everything else we want is actually to be happy and pursue it from a space of exhilaration and happiness. And so we don't have to place our
happiness and conditions. Even if we didn't have a happy childhood, let me say a couple of things about that. The bad news is that you cannot actually go back and fix your life backwards. We do it as adults, we do it as teenagers, we do it as children. You cannot fix your life backwards. That's the bad news. The good news is that you don't have to. Life doesn't need to be fixed. The assignment is to create a treasure map starting in the next few days. Put yourself in that picture. Surround yourself with a memory of happy occasions. Picture of yourself when you were happy. And picture of your nieces and nephews and others when they're happy. Get into the picture. After all, Scripture tells us that we are, Charles, we must put it this way, we are the ideal projection of God. Picture this. I am the ideal projection of God. The way Charles Fillmore said it, we are the I am we talk about, it means is that our I am self is the ideal projection of Elohim God. God created the humankind in God's image and after God's likeness. And I have thought about this a lot. I said, now how did he get into this muddled state of mind when we think we cannot be happy when we are projections of God? And then I realized, it's a rabbinic saying, which I made up myself, that God, when he projected and created us and put his or her whole beingness in what is us, God has forever been looking for God in us. God is in a search. Will the real you, image and likeness of God, stand up? Will the real you, you talked about the real Jesus, will the real you, that is the image and likeness of God, please stand up and be counted and claim your happiness? And if you don't know how else to get there, begin by at least creating this collage in which you are the main character in the middle of the picture. Put yourself in the happiness picture. Do not color it with conditions or requirements or must-dos. Yes, you may never have had a perfect childhood, but you can start now. We are on this job to be happy. We are beings of true stupendous possibilities and abilities, and we dwarf it because we have colored ourselves, surrounded ourselves with a sense of disappointment, based on expectations. Disappointment often lead to resentment, they lead to anger, and a desire to get back at the world. And sometimes we unconsciously believe that somebody has to pay for what they did to me, and that somebody becomes me. I do not deserve to be happy because they wronged me. I do not deserve to be happy because. And happiness requires no condition. Let's do something practical about it. If you miss the point, may make it again, and then I'll close. Don't make a practical, take some practical action. Create this collage. Create this picture. Treasure map your happiness. And remember, don't make it a projection out there. Be in the middle of it. Be in the picture. And may God bring you happiness more abundantly. May the joy of the Lord, as the scripture says, be always your strength, always guide you, even in your goals and aspirations. May joy be your compass. God bless you.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life. affirms that you are a special person and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.